Yes, it is time for Musical Musers, and it is brought to us by Globe Life Insurance and Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. It is my turn this week to do Musical Musers, and I'll start with a quote from the late, great Tom Petty, who said, "Music is probably the one real magic I've encountered in my life. There's not some trick involved with it. It's pure and real. It moves, it heals, it communicates, it does all these incredible things." And I totally agree with that. I've seen it a couple of times in my life, like when this song, Johann Pachelbel's Canon in D, was playing when my oldest son, we were on a drive back from a Christmas party. He was 14. And this was playing. He said, "Hey, could you turn that up? I don't know why, but I've always loved this song. It strikes some sort of emotional chord with me." And we were just glad to be engaged with a teenager. We said, "Oh, yeah, sure, we'll turn it up." But my wife and I looked at each other, and we told him, "Well, there may be a reason why, because when we were going through Lamaze class with you, we had relaxation time at the end of each class period, and this song would play."
Hmm.
And I think, well, I know he heard it when he was in the womb, and it's strange because we never like played it for him when he was two or three purposefully. He may have heard it, but yeah, it was always very special to him. And I just always thought that was a really cool story. And yeah, we played it for a little bit. It was played. They had a string quartet at his wedding. And
This is played at just about every wedding, I think.
Just about.
It's a universally loved piece of music.
Yeah.
Especially this part.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Just beautiful. And they played that for about a minute, and then the orchestra went into... He got married on a Friday. They went into...
Friday, it's Friday, Rebecca Black.
It's Friday, I'm in Love
by
The Cure. It was great. And he's always loved music. But I also saw this with when my parents were ill. They got to a point where they couldn't take care of themselves. They couldn't communicate. And one Christmas, I took my guitar to see my mom, who was bedridden at the time. And she was really to the point where she was not speaking at all. And I was playing Christmas songs, and I was playing White Christmas, because my dad always used to sing that when he would sit at the piano, and got to the part where the treetops glisten, children listen to hear, and my mom, who I hadn't heard say a word in weeks, said, "Sleigh bells in the snow." And it was just wild, and I said, "Okay, Mom." Yeah. And I don't think, you know, she had another lyric for the rest of that day, but she listened, and the music somehow broke through all of that, everything that was ailing her.
Yeah, it seems like music does break through a lot of those mental conditions. You know, because you remember that story about how, what's his name? The great guitarist, Glen Campbell.
Yeah.
You know, he had...
Same thing. Yeah.
But yet, when you put a guitar in his hand, he could remember music in a way that he couldn't remember how to speak.
Yeah. Well, so my dad, unfortunately, a few years later, he had a stroke. And he was basically in the same condition, and it worsened. He was bedridden. And I would go play my guitar for him. Sometimes we'd read to him. I'd read him the latest out of Golf Magazine. Or sometimes I would take my guitar. The one common ground we had musically, because my dad thought Elvis and the Beatles were going to end the world, and the Rolling Stones were going to end whatever was left. I mean, that was in the 60s, so you can imagine what he thought through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. But he loved Willie and Waylon. And I used to play this song, and he loved it when I would sing this song. And sure enough, again, he gotten to the point where he hadn't said much of anything for weeks on end. And occasionally when I'd go play guitar for him, he would sing this chorus with me. And my dad had a great voice, and he'd sing every word. and it would be this temporary breakthrough, and then he would go back to, you know, his state. But at the time, I remember thinking it was like Tom Petty, very magical, you know, that we were able to break through just for a moment in time. So fast forward a number of years, and, you know, unfortunately, my siblings have run into health problems here the last couple of years. We lost our sister last summer, and we just lost my brother. And I waited a couple of weeks to do this because I couldn't have done it a couple of weeks ago. But just listen to this song for about 15 seconds.
Cigarette, it's closing time. I'm drunk again, but somehow make it home. Cry myself to sleep. That's the way to dance.
That is the great Randy Rogers and Freddie Black playing Empty Glass. Gary Stewart made that song really famous. The great Dean Dillon, who's written a zillion songs, wrote that song. And it was always my brother Tad's favorite. We'd get together, and I swear we started every session. If it wasn't Tonight's Not the Night, it was Empty Glass. He, too, had a condition where his memory started going and his speech started going, and he really declined a lot here in the last year, so much so that my sister-in-law had to put him into a facility. She needed help, and she had to do this late in the fall. They sold their place in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and they were orchestrating a move, and so early December, my sister and my other brother made a pilgrimage to see my brother, and I brought my guitar. And keep in mind, he had not talked for several weeks. He had some behavioral issues. He was really becoming frustrated in the facility with therapists and doctors alike. And he was starting to come around, though, and they found the right medication to where at least he could you know, be quiet and sit peacefully. But he was really resisting communication. So we were told by my sister-in-law, I don't know what he's going to, you know, say. And I said, well, I'm going to bring my guitar. And as I said a couple of weeks ago when I told you about his passing, we reconnected in our adult lives through music. He was my first favorite guitar player. He played in a band, and they would play at our house when my dad was at work because they would play rock. They'd play Beatles and Rolling Stones, and I would dance along to it when I was 2 years old. But then he went off to college, and so when he would come home and play guitar, it was a big deal with me. And I thought when he would play Buck Owens or the Beatles or Neil Young or John Prine, whatever it was an awesome experience for me. I just thought he was the greatest because he could play guitar and sing. So in our adult lives, we reconnected with music and with Texas music and with Randy Rogers and Pat Green and Wade Bowen and all these guys. And I thought that maybe if I, you know, brought my guitar that we could sit around and sing. And sure enough, when we got up there, his face lit up to see all three of us. I think that triggered something, seeing his siblings. But I played the opening line to this, just the opening chord, and said, it's an empty glass. And he chimed in with, and a last cigarette.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And we played and sang for an hour and a half.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And we played our favorite Randy songs, our favorite Wade Bowen songs, Chris Knight. We played Bird Dog songs, which were special to him because he's co-written about 9 or 10 songs with me. Some made it this far and actually got recorded. A song called What Might Have Been that we wrote. And when I played it, I'd sing like the opening line, and my brother would sing this next part right here.
Won't you please stop crying? to buy, yeah.
And we just sang together again, and my sister joined in, my other brother joined in. And this is for a guy who is having a really tough time just making it through the day, communicating. A couple times he reached out. And held my sister-in-law's hand. You know, like, hey, this is my wife. You know, his son was there at the time. I'm telling y'all, it was 90 minutes of the most spiritual thing I've ever witnessed.
Thanks to music.
Thanks to music breaking through. You know, just a song that not many people have heard, but it's a really special song to us. And I didn't want it to end. You know, I kept saying, hey, let's try this one. And then he got tired and it was time for him to take, you know, meds and go have his lunch and everything. Turns out that's the last good day he had. That's a couple weeks later is when he really took a turn and got worse. But we had this day. And it lasted an hour and a half. I swear to you, it seemed like it lasted 8 or 9 hours.
That's just pretty good.
Yeah, just
pretty good to get that.
So in the moment. But, you know, all I can think about, because I think, you know, very recently, either after that trip or before that trip, my wife had just read me that quote. Music is probably the one real magic I've encountered in my life. There's not some trick involved with it. It's pure and real. It moves, it heals, it communicates, it does all these incredible things. And I've witnessed it several times over with family members, but the day with my brother, which turned out to be the last day with my brother, was musical, you know? All of a sudden his band, and I never got the name of it, something about a staircase was the name of his band. That used to play at our house. From then until this day, which I believe is December 2nd, music, you know, filled our family gatherings, and that was, you know, the last one that we had with him. And I'm so glad that we got to sing one more time, one more gig. So there you go. What's next in the corner?
Horny next.
Gosh.
What a horrible transition.
Mullen Injury Law.